Councillor Judith Woodman is with us in the studio, Liberal Democrat leader of the opposition on Cardiff Council. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Judith, morning.
Good morning.
Are you worried about what some people think of Cardiff as a result of a couple of sticky days on the railways?
Yes, I mean, this event, the Rugby World Cup, enabled us to showcase ourselves to the whole world. They had a wonderful experience of rugby. They enjoyed the city centre, our pubs, our restaurants, our shops. And then it was marred by the rail travel, with some people suffering up to 4 hours delays.
But it's some people, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people didn't have problems. Maybe we're overreacting to the first two games of the eight in Cardiff.
It wasn't just the first two. I mean, after the initial games, they did put on more trains, but there were still problems. And I think we really do need to learn lessons from this if we're to hold such huge events again in the city.
Well, Bruce, morning to you. Why do you think these things occur? After all, we've had a railway station here ever since the GWR, and we are accustomed to hosting big crowds.
Yeah, but perhaps the problem is that, you know, you're trying to, in a very short space of time, pour a quart into a pint pot. And the fact is that, you know, Cardiff Central simply doesn't have the capacity to accommodate that many people. I mean, the problem is that the rugby fans didn't enjoy the restaurants and bars and other attractions. If they had and had sort of left it a little later, then there wouldn't have been those delays. They wanted to go straight from the stadium onto their train and get home immediately. And you know, realistically, that just isn't possible for the vast majority of them.
The fan flow was different. What normally happens here is you know exactly where people are coming from. At the Rugby World Cup, they were far more coming from Eastern Britain than would normally come to Cardiff.
Yeah, it seems that normally there are more Welsh rugby fans, and on this occasion there.
Well, you know where they're coming from. If Scotland are playing, you know, you have a better idea.
Yeah, you do, and you know, to be fair to the train operating companies and Network Rail and so on, they did their best to accommodate them. You know, they laid on extra trains, they knew where they were going, and they largely got it right. I mean, inevitably, when people are stuck in a queue for hours and hours, it's very, very frustrating. You know, there are lessons to be learned, and it's important that they learn the lessons and get it right. But I think on subsequent days, the problem was certainly eased.
Mm. So, Judith, is it the ball in the wall at the castle that people are going to remember, and the generally favourable opinion of Cardiff as a host city, or is it going to be the massive tangles at the station?
I think the majority will remember the good aspects of it, yes. But nonetheless, we must not ignore those who had a very bad experience. The queuing, one line of queues, is not good. We need to do the queuing far better, so that if you had two lines, for example, it reduces the queuing times and you do more rapid loading onto those trains.
Yeah, they have tried various things. Famously, they put a canopy up, which they then had to protect people. Then they had to take it down because of the crush of people there. It's only a few days a year. Is it important to spend money to get this right?
It is. We are an international city. We're trying to attract international investment as well.
Yeah.
And we host loads of events, from the Ashes, the Six Nations, etc. Would we make a bid one time to be the big city that hosts the Olympics? If we're going to do these things and get Cardiff well established on the map, year in, year out, we've got to get the trains right.
Well, Bruce, there's going to be a call for a new station in Cardiff, in the centre, perhaps specifically to serve the Millennium Stadium. But anyone who knows the centre of Cardiff, we're struggling a bit to work out how it might happen.
Indeed, but I mean, I'd certainly would support any moves to increase capacity. You know, Cardiff Central pretty much is being stretched to the limit as it is. So there's a desperate need for more capacity on the tracks and more platforms there. So, yeah, I think something needs to be done there.
But somebody's got to put the money in, and as people keep pointing out, it's only a few days a year.
Well, that's a judgment that, you know, the you have to make, don't you? You know, is it worth investing that money for, like you say, 2 days a year? I think it probably is, because we're looking at a situation where passenger numbers on the railways generally are just going up and up and up. We've got twice as many as we had, you know, 20 years ago. And that looks like it's going to carry on. So we'll need that extra capacity anyway.
Well, the committee is going to, Assembly Committee will be discussing this today, Judith. Do you hold out any hopes of investment and improvement in the future?
I think it'll be a long time coming, but it isn't just a few days of the year. Just stop and think about it. If we had to evacuate that city centre and one of our main arterial roads were closed, what would we do? The rail would be the ideal format to evacuate the city centre. All these things in the round must be considered.
We'll see what comes out of it all. Thank you very much, Judith Woodman, Bruce Williamson there.